29. Past performance.
Your gadgets and trick weapons skill has increased to 15. Your longsword skill has increased to 14. Your dual wielding skill has increased to 26. Your two weapon fighting skill has increased to 25. Your crossbow skill has increased to 20. Your dodge skill has increased to 28. You have slain Scrum Earthshaft, corrupted general.
The skill gains were pretty nice, but I had a feeling I was forgetting something. Right on cue, Dez cleared her throat and looked up at me meaningfully.
Oh, right.
I forgot my quest log.
Quest complete. End his reign. Dungeon quest. Scrum and his lineage have been destroyed, and his spirit contained within the dungeon once again. Reward, 5,000 gold. 10,000 class XP. Does not apply to jobs. One minor boon from the human city of Corbinhold. You have received Minor Boon Writ, Corbinhold, times one.
Minor boon? I immediately shot a message to Rowan to see what that meant.
Well, lad, it's like a favor they'll do for you. You can use it to get out of some legal trouble or skirt some rules, was his explanation.
I wasn't sure what good it did me right now, though. What would you do with it if you were me, Rowan? I asked, hoping for some more of his wisdom.
Personally, I'd use it to get a merchant's license if I were you. You won't be able to do much with it early on, and you're contracted to sell your iron through me. But that crew you've started can crank out quite a variety of products, he said.
Maybe I'll do that after our business with the Thieves Guild is finished. Thanks, Rowan, I said. I appreciated all he'd done for me so far, and I likely wouldn't have been able to grow so quickly if not for him. That's why his request came first.
And speaking of growth, you have reached level 27. Now that I saw how the jobs could boost my combat capabilities, I had no qualms dumping all 5 bonus points into intellect. Job points could make up for my combat stat shortfalls, but only my class could boost my skill cap. Why was no one else building like this? All right, it's because I could barely fight a boss for a dungeon that's nearly 20 levels below me. Dez could have two-shot that beast, and I had to do the man dance with it for several minutes. If you wanted to go on crazy adventures, my build was not the most efficient.
Hey, boss, I think I found the dungeon's loot cache, Dez yelled from the back of the room,
pulling me from my wandering thoughts about life, the universe, and min-maxing.
How does it look? I asked as I walked up.
Well, there's a bit of gold, not that it compares to what we make already. There's also a nice selection of light armor and some weapons, she said. I'd heard rumors that the cache in a dungeon was tailored to whoever beat it, so if you came in here with nothing but mages, it'd be a bunch of robes and staves and tomes or whatever the hell those jackasses use.
Her disdain for casters was palpable. Something against mages, Dez? I asked, curious as to why she seemed to dislike them so much.
Oh, I'm sure they're handy in a big fight. That's assuming you want someone in the back chanting nonsense and taking all the credit instead of learning how to win a real fight, she spat out. Sorry, boss. I get worked up about it sometimes. It's just, I've worked hard to have the skill I have. Meanwhile, those mages aren't putting in real work, she finished.
Ah, I think I get it. Excelling as a swordsman here requires some skill in the real world or a natural talent. But you're saying that all mages have to do is click to learn spells and remember what to cast and when. There's nothing they have to do beyond willing themselves to cast spells, so there's no real skill required, I said, in an attempt to summarize her philosophy and understand it.
Exactly,
she said, emphasizing the word with the point of a rapier. I'm not sure when she exactly drew it, and based on the face she made when she looked down at it, neither was she.
Look, she continued, replacing the blade in the sheath on her hip. I had to bust my ass in the real world to develop the skills I have there. Fencing where I live is full of a bunch of gatekeeping, misogynistic pricks. I had to be twice as good as every asshole there just for them to consider me mediocre. I swear to God, you men have fragile egos. Do you know how frustrating it is as a young girl celebrating her first tournament win to hear someone you just soundly beat in a fight try to convince himself and his buddies that he was holding back because you're a girl? I'm assuming that's rhetorical, but no, I can't even imagine, I said, completely unsure of how to handle this.
When in doubt, go with your gut, I guess.
All I can say is that I don't know what I would do in that situation. I'd probably hit someone. Like you said, though, fragile egos, I finished with a smile. All I know is that you're the most badass person I've met in this game. If you're even a fraction as good in reality, then I'm sure you've beaten plenty of humility into those little egos. You're goddamn right I have, her back straightened as she replied. In fact, I made it my mission to not only beat but outright embarrass any of the guys I fought. They may hate me for it, but I don't really give a shit. After that tournament win, they tried to change the rules to eliminate co-ed competition. They said it was unfair to me to fight them. Ha! That's when the cocky attitude really came out. It's all a faked persona, really. I went online and on local news bragging about how he wanted the rules changed because he was scared shitless and didn't want to fight me ever again. He realized he couldn't have the rules changed and still look tough, so he rescinded the request. He hasn't gotten better than third place since then.
Her eyes twinkled as she told me the story. Obviously, she was very proud of this.
I can understand wanting to get back at those guys, but what does this have to do with mages? I asked in the hopes of bringing the conversation back to the previous point.
When I first spawned in the city, I ended up running into a couple of lower-level mages. They scoffed at my sword and started taunting me by saying I should start over as a cleric so that I wouldn't get in the way of people that knew what the fuck they were doing, she said without a hint of the previous mirth.
Well, that's absolutely fucked. What did you do? I asked in complete shock that someone would talk to a stranger like that.
I killed both of them right then and there, she answered. The city watch let me off with a warning. Apparently sexual harassment is grounds for self-defense, and they let us sort of deal with each other without interfering. On top of that, rather than reprimand the mages for their behavior, the fucking Mages Guild banned me for life. No quests, no training in enhancement magic, nothing. Ever.
Wait, enhancement magic? I asked. It was probably the wrong takeaway, but I knew nothing about magic in this game.
Yeah, it's focused on improving your own abilities. It can make you faster, stronger, harder to hit, all sorts of things, she explained.
As badass as that sounded, I knew it wasn't for me. I didn't have time to train magic on top of everything else.
We should probably sort out what loot we have, she said, finally bringing us back to the task at hand. Thanks for listening, Jack.
Wait, I'm not boss now? I asked in surprise.
Not all the time, she said with a mischievous grin. Avoiding your name was a bit of a distancing technique, if I'm being honest. After my first encounter with other players, I wanted to keep everyone at arm's length, but you seem okay. I guess I can consider you a friend.
Thanks, Des. Let's see what we have.
Demon Horn Dagger, times 2. Base damage, 3. Attribute bonuses, plus 10 agility, plus 5 strength. Scrum's Assassin Leathers. Agility, plus 20. Endurance, plus 10. Stealth, plus 5.
We both agreed that those went directly to Zen, who happily accepted. Apparently, as a part of his abilities as a spirit, he could effectively absorb equipment into his very being and recall it as needed. This was to be his standard equipment for any combat until we found something else for the non-thief jobs. Additionally, we had the loot from Scrum's descendant to look through.
Earthshaft's Earth Staff. Base damage, 1. Attribute bonuses, plus 20 intellect, plus 30 willpower. Scrum's Legacy, Ring, set piece 1 of 3, plus 10 intellect, plus 10 willpower. Scrum's Legend, Ring, set piece 2 of 3, plus 10 intellect, plus 10 willpower. Scrum's Lifeblood, Amulet, set piece 3 of 3, plus 25 vitality. Heirlooms of Scrum Earthshaft, set bonuses, plus 5 intellect. Plus 5 willpower, plus 5 vitality. Note, when worn by someone with demon blood, strength replaces intellect and agility replaces willpower on all pieces and all bonuses are doubled.
Thank fuck I looted that shaman before Scrum was fully formed. He would have crushed us with an extra 50 each to strength and agility, I'm sure. No one had any issues with me taking the entire set and staff. I'd have to get training in staves before I could get the bonuses, however. I sent a quick message to Elle just to make sure she couldn't train me, and we took off for the exit. When we got back to HQ, I was completely exhausted. Lately, I'd played more than normal, and it was taking a while for my body to adjust. I decided it was a good stopping point, so after introducing everyone in the company to Zen and giving him permission to roam the area, I said my goodbyes and logged out for the evening. Sleep hit me faster than it had in a while, which I was almost grateful for. Unfortunately, the dreams came with it. I was sitting at the counter of my favorite mom-and-pop diner, drinking coffee and talking to Ella and Joseph about things. They knew what I'd done and what I was still doing at the time, but they didn't judge for it. They said they knew I wasn't a bad kid and that I was just doing what I felt I had to in order to survive. I was just explaining to them how I was going legit. I told the crew earlier that night that I was getting out of the life and going to college or something. They were so proud of me that they were almost in tears. They said they'd prayed this would happen someday. I knew, too, that if they did pray for me, it came from a place of love. These people had fed me at my hungriest and asked for nothing in return. I couldn't wait to pay them back for their kindness. I excused myself to go to the restroom situated at the very back. I'd just gotten to the urinal to relieve myself when my phone buzzed with a text message. I pulled it out of my pocket to see who would be texting me at this time of night, and felt my blood run cold as the text was displayed on screen. "I say when you're out. Consider this me saying, you're out." My mind raced, trying to figure out what to do. I knew one thing. I needed to get away from the diner. I quickly finished up and flushed before washing my hands. In hindsight, it seemed silly that I thought of hygiene in a time like that. But it's probably what saved my life, because before I could finish washing, the diner became a cacophony of guns firing and glass breaking. In seconds, the sounds of war shattered the peace of that small diner. I dropped to the bathroom floor immediately, thankful for the old construction of the building that meant the door was real wood and thick enough to provide a modicum of protection. I lay there for what felt like hours, or maybe just a minute, before the sound stopped and I heard tires peeling off in the distance. I ran out, only for my heart to break. From the way their bodies were positioned, Joseph tried shielding Ella with his own body, but there were just too many rounds being fired for him to stop enough. They both lay behind the counter in an embrace, their final one, I supposed. It wasn't fair. They didn't deserve this. No one did. I was crying so hard I didn't even hear the police pull up and enter the building. They wrapped me in blankets and gave me coffee and asked questions. To this day, I don't remember what they were asking me when I finally spoke up and said, "I want to make a plea deal." "Wait, for what?" the detective asked. "I will confess to certain unsolved crimes in exchange for leniency. Also, I will implicate multiple other individuals in this and other crimes, as well as provide proof in exchange for further leniency and reduced sentencing." Some folks didn't understand why I did what I did, but there were a lot of people that knew what Joseph and Ella meant to me. Those that knew me best were surprised I didn't hunt the motherfuckers who did it down and kill them myself. That was just one of many what-if scenarios. I didn't have time for those. I was busy reliving what did happen, over and over and over again. It was not a restful night of sleep.